Says we're live.
Great. Here we go.
Whether or not it actually is a different story.
I mean, I hope we're live.
I just saw it flash on screen, so I'm just waiting for it to confirm on my side.
Yeah, looks like we're good.
Yep, we're good. It's going to be an interesting top-down perspective stream today for those watching live, because Paul's usually the one who uses this and has all the layouts. So we kind of threw this one together, and I'm not used to using Skype setup for this. So it's going to be a little rough around the edges. I apologize, but it's just...
Yeah, Paul had internet issues or something like that. So that's why he's missing in action. I had internet issues earlier, but I got them fixed. I don't know why he couldn't do that. What a jerk.
Probably because he lives nowhere near
what?
You.
But no, I just meant, like, if you have internet issues, get them fixed. Like, what are you doing? Although maybe he found them out, like, today. I found out mine, like, 3 days ago.
Right. I don't think that's quite how that works.
Yeah, but I got faster internet now. So much dual-band router. Although, here's the question. Ooh. So, it can do 2.4 gigahertz, and it can do 5 gigahertz, right? But some of my device, and 5 is the one you want, because it's giving more data. Not all my devices can find the 5 gigahertz one.
Well, a lot of things are only built for 2.4, so like older ones.
So, the 3DS can't? Here are the devices that could not find it. My old laptop, that makes perfect sense. My 3DS could not find it.
Okay.
The Wii U could not find it. The PS4 mm-hmm. could not find it. Which, that seemed odd to me. Because the Xbox One could find it.
Weird. All right.
Like,
maybe this
the ones that found it were my computer, my phone, my tablet, the Xbox One.
I mean, it makes sense for Microsoft to kind of be able to pick it up.
I figured that would have been a pretty basic, standard to get, but I don't know. I wasn't sure if it was something on my end or if devices just some can't. So I guess good to know I'm not in the wrong there.
But
ideally, I would like the PS4 to have it so I can get those better download speeds. But I don't know. 2.4 is good enough, I guess. I'm extremely full right now. And I'm in because I had a huge dinner to the point where when I was stuffed, I had like two more plates of food. So I'm in that weird zone of because of all the salt in the food, I'm like really thirsty, but putting anything in my stomach sucks. So that's where I'm at. How are you doing?
My girlfriend just went
Is that
home.
Good?
You're
like, finally, as you unbutton the pants.
No. Great. No, she's gone home, and I've been fighting off being sick for a while, because she was also fighting off being sick, so now it is time for talking about video games on the Top Down Perspective, who I don't remember who's supposed to be hosting.
I don't know, you can host it. Take it away.
Hooray! Today is March 20th. I'm John. I guess I'm your host. I'm Sean.
I'm a co-host. But you know what? Our third co-host is the love shared between the two hosts. Right?
That's new to me.
No, I've been listening to a lot of Max Temkin podcasts, and he says that a lot. That was pretty funny. So, yeah, there you go.
I mean, it makes sense. Oh, that's why I can't find it. Okay. I've been trying to add a silly picture of Paul, because that's the
that's true.
Here.
That's true. That is true.
Perspective.
Well, how about while you're doing that, we talk about what I've been playing then? Because it's basically, if you listened to last week's show, it's just that again. Yeah. So,
convenient.
Finished off Rainbow Curse. That game's not good. I don't recommend that game. No.
You still don't like Kirby?
No, I don't like that's not. I didn't have much fun with that game. Sounds great, looks great. Those figurines are funny. I don't think it's fun to play. I wrote a review on Comic Book Bin if you want to read more about that.
All right. I've still yet to open my copy, but I'm actually looking forward to playing it, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. Maybe you'll have fun.
But okay, so here's the thing.
No,
did you play Canvas Curse? I forget if I asked you this. That's a big deciding factor, because I liked Canvas Curse, so I figure I'm already...
I'm just wondering, is the gameplay the exact same? Because if so, I guess I don't like Canvas Curse either.
The gameplay is pretty damn same.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I like Canvas Curse. But if you did, I guess good for you. I want control over my character, and I don't feel like I get enough with that. And, what's even more annoying is, because you can turn into, super, ramming Kirby when you get 100 stars, which should be, an awesome moment. Oh, yeah, I'm going to break through a bunch of stuff. But he's going faster, and you have less control over him. And then you'll get to some levels where, if you go, too low in the stage, you'll die. So you not having a lot of control over this fast-moving, chaotic ball really sucks. Anyway, I've talked about it plenty. I don't like that game. Maybe you'll like it. Codename Steam, I'm continuing with that. Nothing much new to report.
No, don't feel better or worse about it, still breaking even?
Yeah, still just... I don't really think it's that great. There's some weird design things that are just bugging me. And I've played much better tactics strategy games before. So, yeah, it's just not doing it. But Ori and the Blind Forest, man, that game continues to rock. You don't like it?
Game. I am struggling to like it. I'm having problems with the controls. It controls like shit.
I disagree completely. I think it controls fantastic.
Okay, so how far are you in the game?
I think I'm missing one power up.
Okay. All right, well then you're way ahead of me.
That part's great.
That
part's great. Where you're flinging yourself while the water's rising, and then you blow.
Yeah, it's great when you can fucking grab things. I had the control, I was getting lagged out during parts. I had my controls
being
eaten. What
are you playing it on?
I couldn't make half the jumps.
That's
Xbox
weird.
One. I'm having major, major issues with Ori and the Blind Forest. It's really trying to make sure I don't like the game, which sucks, because it's good.
I really like it.
I can tell it's a good game, but I'm having a
Is that the only, during that one part? Because I will say that part, it's pretty, you need to hit those timing points really specific. I died a lot at that part. Or are you getting that issues everywhere?
I'm getting random issues around certain parts. When the lasers came into play, it kept missing the wall I was trying to climb. Whenever I climb a wall, I get stuck on the corner and I can't get out of the way of what's trying to attack me.
That's really weird. I have heard that the Xbox One version is kind of buggy, but the only bug I haven't looked into it, but just ones that I've heard were just startup bugs, which I'm also getting. Sometimes that game just won't load for me for whatever reason.
Hmm.
But I haven't, I don't know. I have heard there's some issues with it.
I've just been having a shitty time with it, which sucks because I can legitimately recognize that this is a good game. I've been really hankering for a Metroidvania game, but the control issues that are happening are driving me nuts. It took me way, way too many tries to get past that damn water portion. If I'm going back to that game, I'm not going back to that game for a couple weeks.
Okay, then you're probably not going back to that game.
Yeah, which sucks, because I'm I was having fun, but then it's just nope.
Maybe wait for a patch or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll wait for
a
patch.
That's kind of the one bad part is with the Xbox One. Since it does background updates, you don't even know when it's been patched.
Here's another thing I need to figure out, too. And I need to figure out why this was happening.
Okay.
You know how Xbox One has that upload feature where it records your gameplay?
Yeah.
That kept happening for no reason.
No, yeah, games do that. That's a thing across all Xbox One stuff.
What the fuck? Why?
Yeah,
that's
dumb. Maybe you weren't here back when I was playing Max and the Brotherhood as well as Disney Fantasia Evolved. But just for silly things built into the game, developers can program in, at this specific point, I want you to record it. Or if he does something cool, record it. So, like, for example, with Disney Fantasia, I have like 30 things when I like created a song, in, like a mini. Like, when I played a mini game, they recorded that for me. So it's not a bug or anything with Ori. That's just a thing that developers can do with the Xbox One.
Can I turn that off? Because it was lagging the game out.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it. I could see why you would want to, because I know you've like hit it, run up against your like space.
Yeah, your amount, I have space. Like 30 gigs left on my Xbox One.
Right. Because I have so much space on there, it hasn't been an issue. But I'm sure there's got to be a feature of like don't allow auto game clips to be recorded or whatever. Yeah. I just haven't looked into it.
I don't know. I really want to like that game, but it's... Maybe I'm better off if I go get the PC version instead. But, I mean, I just bought the Xbox One version, so...
Well, you're not that far, so trying again,
I'm like a third through the game. It says my map percentage is already at, like, 40% or pretty close.
You're probably, like, hunting for lots of stuff, I'm assuming, and that's where the percentage is coming from. Because in terms of progression...
I'm a third through the game, maybe.
No, I'm thinking, like, less.
Like, maybe a quarter?
Like, yeah, like, I've done a lot since that point. So I'm assuming your percentage is just so high because you were searching and trying to do lots of stuff, like, ancillary to the main quest. I'm just assuming based on how you normally play games.
Mm. Yeah, I wander around and try to find secrets and do stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's a shame because, like, there's parts where you're swimming in the water, which I find the water controls are even quite nice.
Mm.
Quite similar to, like, Rayman Legends and stuff.
I just got to the water swimming and when I stopped because I was frustrated at the trees shit.
Right. That's a huge bummer because I really enjoyed
that escape seemed like a really cool idea, but A, it rubber bands, which really fucking sucked. And B, because there was so much going on, it would slow down the game and as a result I would miss jumps.
That's weird. I had no slowing down. I just had my own issue.
And it like I said, it completely ruined it. It took me 30 plus tries to get past it. And hearing that same song looping the entire time without a break and doing the same thing over and over, getting to the end and then fucking up one tiny bit, just like, no, stop. I almost like threw the controller in frustration and turned off the game.
All right, couple things to say on that. One, that's a bummer about the music because I also really like the music in this game.
The song was catchy, but...
Like just the soundtrack in general. Yeah. Like, I'm getting like some really cool, like almost like Fez-like... feelings here of just like fresh. It just seems like airy and stuff. Just from the visuals mixed with the music. And then the other thing that you mentioned about like getting to a certain, like getting really far and then screwing up and having to redo it is I kind of really like the save system in this game of how you have to select, like pick where you want to save.
I it takes a bit to get used to, like, and that's not really the problem. For me, at least. I kind of like the idea. It's like another game called They Bleed Pixels. I believe it's the same way there.
Okay, I haven't played it, but I know the game.
Yeah, so I like that idea. It's hard to get into that habit, I guess. So right. I like the first couple deaths I had, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to save. Well,
and it's been a while. But it gets even more interesting is if, let's say you just got past a hard part, you're like, oh man, I should save. But if you have like one health, when you restart, you're going to restart with one health. Mm. So there's this like nice risk-reward element to it.
Unless you're smart, you get the perk where you can get like your health back.
Yeah, there are perks where you'll start getting health when you do it. I think I'm quite powerful now. Every time I make a save point, I get 2 bars of health, and making a save point costs like 1 bar or 1 little gem. Mm. And I have like 8 gems. Like at this point, I can use those things wherever I want. I'm quite powerful. Also, double jump is the best power up ever.
Like, but I'm having problems with that too.
Man, that's so weird.
Does it seem like he jumps like not high at all with that double jump?
Like if you're jumping like from a standstill going up, he doesn't jump very high. It's more about like clearing gaps,
horizontal
like,
distance. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No,
Eventually, like, the verticality comes when you get, like, the wall running ability. Like, I can straight up run up ledges and whatnot, not just having to, like, jump up them. And then also the fling thing, which you just got.
Yeah.
is a huge game changer.
Fling is a cool thing. I like the Fling idea.
That's like
of it.
That's the most unique part. I don't think I haven't played another Metroidvania with that specific feature. So that's like this game's thing, right?
Paul finally got his internet working.
Hey, Paul, if you can, are we able to get him to join in?
Yeah, we can get him in.
Okay, Paul, if you want to join in, sign on to Skype. We'll get you in here. You haven't missed much. And I think he's been playing it too. So this would be perfect.
Yes.
Oh man, I'm really excited.
You're really excited to hear
me. He can
me
be the tiebreaker of whether
me,
this
hear
game
me
is
trash
good or not.
This game that I'm
okay.
not having fun
Do you like
with.
The way it looks at least?
Yes, it looks gorgeous.
It looks so nice,
great.
Right?
The art style is great.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
But that game is just fucking frustrating me right now.
And that's
maybe,
a huge
maybe
bummer.
Maybe Paul's had similar situations. I don't know. I think he's also playing on PC. I think I'm the only one who's actually playing on Xbox.
Yeah, because he doesn't have an Xbox One, so he's got to be playing on PC. Hey, Paul's online. All right. Let's get him in this thing.
All right, so the camera's going to look weird for a second. I apologize. We'll fix that in a minute.
Hasn't it been weird the whole time, though?
Well, it's going to be weirder.
Let's add in Paul to the call.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Good.
Wait, can Twitch hear him yet?
Yeah, they should be able to hear him.
Okay, great. So what I'm probably going to do is I'm probably just going to rip the audio from...
Oh, I'm recording right now.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Hey, so how much have you been hearing of the show? Where are you at?
When I said, hey, my internet finally got my internet working, this was the first thing I did.
All right, so let's catch
Twitch.
You up. We're talking about what I've been playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's basically last week's stuff. But Ori and the Blind Forest is great. John doesn't like it. Where do you stand, tiebreaker?
I really like it, but I want to know why John doesn't first.
I'm having a miserable time playing it. Like, it keeps lagging and the controls keep randomly becoming shit.
Okay, I agree with the leg thing a little bit, but I found that for me it wasn't like good to run with anything else on in the background. Like I played it on computer, So it would hitch up every now and then, but it wasn't anything that broke the plane for me. It was maybe just like 5 to 10 frame drops every now and then. It wasn't like constant.
It's not quite that for me. Like I got the river, the tree portion in particular.
That tree portion's so good, right, Paul?
Fuck that.
It's
portion.
So good. It's Fuck so good.
Portion. It's so good.
That's
oh,
the, that's
yes.
Really. That was like the first time I even was feeling that game. Like for a while, I was just like, okay, this is kind of fun. Like this plays well. Oh my god, this part's really good. Part's that so new good. Mechanic they give you is that's, really nice.
Okay.
That is the portion that made me stop playing the game.
John, because I'm sorry, but it's 2-1.
Yeah, but it doesn't... 2-1 doesn't negate my shitty experience with a game. That's not how
it's
that
true.
Works.
I think that is how it works, isn't it?
No.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Paul, you gotta get your video up.
Is it not up? Oh,
you know, we have no video up right now.
Get you in on this. Yeah, so I'm just trying to quickly recap what else did we mention about Ori. The music's great. There's Paul.
Yeah, the music's really
good.
I really
hearing it repeated over and over again during that tree portion was a bit obnoxious.
Sure. I mean, I could see that, I guess.
Paul, how do you like the way it looks?
I mean, the looks are really good. The best part about it is how it plays, but the looks are a close second.
See, this is what bothers me about the game, because there's portions of where the controls are beautiful, brilliant, super fluid, and then there's portions where it just controls like shit, and I'm like, what is happening? Why is this happening right now?
I never thought it could control like shit at all.
I had portions, I got stuck on ledges, I couldn't clear jumps that were clearly made for you to jump to. Like, you know that where they introduced the lasers? And they're like, all right, jump down here and jump onto this
really?
Ledge.
See,
it
that's
took
weird
me
because every
fucking
time.
Fucking tries to grab a goddamn ledge that the game is telling you to jump to. Why?
Every time I've talked about it, I really feel it controls as good as Super Meat Boy does. I have no problems with it at all.
There are portions of it where it's beautiful, just like that. And then there's just points where it falls apart. And I don't know why.
I guess I haven't hit the parts that fall apart yet, then.
I'm behind
I
you, though.
Yeah, Paul, where are you at?
I don't like probably an hour after the tree thing. Whatever the last one, whatever the one you get after the like ground pound is. Because you got the ground pound after the tree, and then there was one more, and I can't remember what it is now.
No, that should be glide.
No.
I think on the list, no, the glide is
glide,
next.
Glide is one of the very last ones. Do you have wall running yet?
Like running up a wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not jumping up a wall, specifically holding right trigger down to run up the wall.
That might be the last one I got then.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because glide, you like, yeah. You would know if you have glide, it's another like set piece moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm missing one ability.
Mm-hmm.
I have put about 4 hours into the game. I am so powerful. Like making save points costs me like half a rock. I get two life rocks every time I make a save point. I have three jumps. By the way, double jump is the best thing ever, right?
It's really good.
Like the minute you get that, don't you just feel like a god?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little angry you didn't start off with it, so when I got it, I was like, this is how this should be. This feels
so
good.
Yeah, I have three jumps. I can breathe underwater forever.
Oh, nice.
I was saying to John, I like how the water even controls. Like, it's very like Rayman Legends style, where this doesn't suck.
Yeah, I stopped just as you got the ability to swim in the water, so I was just really upset after the tree portion.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say. I've heard some bugs in the Xbox One. That's a huge bummer because I've really been enjoying this game.
It's so good.
Part of me does wonder if I should just try it again on Steam and see if there's a noticeable difference. And if there is, just play the Steam version.
Oh, were you not playing it on PC?
I'm playing it on Xbox One.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't attest to Xbox One.
I know, and
I don't
know why it's having that issue. Also, the only issue is that upload thing. I gotta figure out how the hell to turn that off.
Yeah, Paul, do you remember how I was saying like that Disney Fantasia just kept recording me randomly?
Yeah, yeah.
Ori does it too.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So far I can't figure out why. Like at one point it was me attacking an enemy. It's like upload complete. I'm like, what?
You must have done something like cool in battle because I
jumped over an enemy and shot him.
That's pretty cool. They uploaded one when I got, or I shouldn't say they uploaded, they saved one when an achievement unlocked, and I think it had something to do with like staying in the air for a certain length of time, because I got an achievement that something around the name of it was about that, and anyway. Yeah, Xbox One's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, the only bug I've been running into, I was telling John, is there's some weird startup things where it'll just crash or not load into the game, and I've been hearing there's some bugs with the Xbox One version.
I'm hoping it's just an Xbox One bug, and then like playing the Steam version fixes it, because I really, really want to like that game, but it is trying its damnedest to make sure I don't.
Yeah, maybe try the Steam version, because like, you know, when you die, I tend to do the sections like extremely quickly the second time through.
Yeah, because you know where to go, so you just kind of jump, whatever, get there.
So you might be able to catch up in like less than an hour.
Also, is it just me, or are there some like bizarrely cheap deaths in that game too?
No, I feel they're all pretty like you call like you.
How so?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys have this problem in the tree? You know, there's this one point where you have to jump through like four or five warp portals, and you're like going through this mini
maze. Yes, the spikes.
Did you keep getting stuck in the very last portal?
No.
No.
I never had a problem with... I had a problem doing some of that because I suck at video games, but not, like, anything mechanically with the game itself.
Like, I was actually physically getting stuck in the spikes, thrown back out into the other portal, and then when I regained control, it would overcompensate, throw me into another pit of spikes and kill me.
That sounds really infuriating.
This happened 10 times. Every time.
This sounds bad.
I was having a shitty time. Dude, I'm amazed I didn't just throw my controller. Like, I don't know when I'm going to go back to Ori at all.
Well, give the PC version a try, man. Don't turn your back on it yet.
Honestly, if the PC version ends up being better than the Xbox One, I'm going to be really upset. Because, like, Microsoft was pushing the game pretty damn hard, and it's a Microsoft game.
Yeah.
Microsoft's a game.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've been having a great time with it. I'm going to be sad when it's gone, when it's done. I don't want it to end. It's so much fun. So that's all I've been playing. You guys have like monster lists. So John, why don't we go through your list?
All right. Let's kick it off with Mario Party 10.
Hey, I just got a review code for this. I'm not looking forward to playing it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, okay, John, help me out here. As someone who doesn't enjoy playing Mario Party, mm-hmm. Should I look forward to this?
No.
All right.
Okay, great. Let me put it this way. Did you ever play Mario Party 9?
No.
Okay. Because it's basically Mario Party 9, which is where they completely changed the gameplay.
I played Wii U Party.
Well, it's the same guys, so...
Wii U Party was awful.
Well, you know what to expect.
Great. Is it anything like Mario Party Island Tour? I didn't like that game either.
Some of it might be. I actually don't remember how the boards work out in Island Tour.
I don't remember either. If you like Mario Party, do you like this game?
Here's the problem, because a lot of people didn't like 9 that liked the old Mario Party games. So this is where it gets tricky. Because you know how the old Mario Party games, like, you ran around on a board by yourself separately? In 9, they introduced this mechanic where you're all in a car, and you take turns being the driver, and that's how you earn, like, star bits. And whoever has the most star bits at the end of the game is the winner. You also don't do a minigame every time someone takes a turn. You have to, like, wait till you land on a specific minigame spot or get halfway through the board or to the end of the board.
Okay. So it's more board, less game?
Yeah. Basically, it's entirely possible to go through a round of Mario Party 9 or 10 and only play 2 minigames.
Well, that sounds like they just added more of the boring part of Mario Party, but took out a bunch of the bullshit part.
Here's the weird thing, though. The minigames, especially in 9, I haven't played enough of 10 to be sure. The minigames in 9 were fantastic. When you actually played them, they were great. And a couple of the ones I've played in 10 so far are also really good. But
okay. You
have to go through a lot of shit to get there. Or you can... I think there's actually literally a mode left in where you can just play the minigames, and that's it.
All right. Also, it looks like we lost Paul, so...
Yeah.
Maybe his internet died again.
Looks like it.
Okay. Is the amiibo part cool?
Kinda. So there's 3 main modes to it. There's the normal Mario Party, which is like Mario Party 9. There's Bowser Party, which is both really cool and extremely frustrating. This is gonna fuck up the cameras. No, he's back. You're almost back.
No, not yet. Okay, what is Bowser Party? Because there was something in Island Tour that was like Bowser Tower.
Okay, so no, it's not that. Bowser Party is how you can have a fifth player play the game.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is the thing where you can like draw on the screen or something?
No. This is where the fifth player actually plays as Bowser himself chasing the other 4 in a car.
Okay.
So if Bowser catches up to the... So the way this mode works is everyone has a health meter. And the idea of Bowser, he has to go and try to drain everyone's health meter. He has to kill every player.
All right.
So each player takes a turn and they get to move forward. And then Bowser rolls to try to catch up. If he catches up, they play a minigame. And in the minigame, any hit the player takes... Bowser takes that much health away from them. The idea, once again, kill everyone before they get to the end of the board.
Okay.
The problem is, it can be randomly one-sided one way or the other. It's really weird. Reese and I played around. It was the two of us again and 2 AI against Bowser. We got stuck at the end of the board for, I don't know how long it was, probably 15 minutes at least. We only needed to roll a 4 or higher. We never got it. Kept getting sent backwards to Bowser to fight a minigame. And we couldn't keep recharging our health. So it basically, we got in there with 4 players. Yep, there we go. That's the fuck up. Just waiting for that.
Okay.
Yeah, the camera, you'll see it when the camera's going back.
I'm not really watching the Twitch.
All right. The cameras are toast, basically.
Wait, we lost all of our cameras?
They're... completely missing in proportion. So hang on, I'm gonna do some changing here.
Great. Okay. Yeah, well, I can't. I can totally wait to play Mario Party.
Yeah. It really bums me out. I really wanted it to be good. Bowser Party. We had the problem where we got stuck in a loop where Bowser kept attacking us over and over and over again. To move 4 spaces, we probably fought 9 Bowser minigames. It was ludicrous.
And are they good minigames?
The problem is they're fun.
Okay.
But the problem is there's only like 10, maybe?
What?
Yeah, there's only like 10 Bowser minigames.
Wait, like in all of Mario Party 10, there's like 10 minigames?
No. There are 10 Bowser mode specific minigames. The rest are in there. There's like 70 plus minigames in total.
Okay. Right.
So that happened, and then I played around just before the podcast, so I just played as myself, or played as Bowser, and then chased 4 AIs.
They almost won Bowser
in 5 turns.
Okay, so it's Mario Party.
It's very random as hell.
Yeah. Yes, okay, Mario Party. Awesome. That's my favorite aspect of Mario Party, is how none of it matters.
It really, really doesn't.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like Wii Party U as well, so... Cool.
Yeah, no, it really sucked because like I had one round where I made them lose 20 hearts.
And then how many hearts do they have?
They had 6 each. So I knocked out 2 players, or no, I knocked out 1 player and everyone else barely had any hearts left. Then they got to the end of the game. But there's like a little random chance minigame that comes up. I made them fail it. Then before I even had a chance to do anything, they got back to it again, failed it again, and then that's the only time I had a chance to stop them. Like, I attacked them every time, did tons of damage every time, and I barely won. I don't understand it. It's like it's weighted in a weird way sometimes. Like, the round I played with another human player, it was weighted towards Bowser, and then when I played it as Bowser, it was weighted towards the AI. It was really strange. I don't know how I feel about this game.
This is just the week that video games turned on you.
Yeah, apparently.
Someone in the chat is asking, and I bring this up because I don't know what they mean. Did you try the Amiibo Party?
Yeah, that's the Amiibo thing.
Okay.
And that's potentially a cool thing. So here's how it works. They play a version of Mario Party like the old Mario Party games. So you have to go around a board.
And... Wait, did you say they?
What?
Did you say they play?
They, as in the Amiibos, yes.
So you don't get to play?
You do, but it's weird again.
Great.
So here's the cool thing.
Okay.
You get 4...
I've been waiting for the cool thing.
I know, it's really, really stretching with this game. So there's 4 portions of a board, and each character in the game has 4 portions they can add. So you can mix and match to make, like, the scramble the boards, and each board has a special event that is dictated by whatever character you put in there. So, like, Mario might have a store in this portion of the board, or you could put the Peach portion in, and it could be, like, a roulette for something, for extra coins. And you can mix and match them. And while you're playing the mode, you can mix and match them, which is kind of cool. But, only 10 turns. It's locked to 10 turns, even though it's playing classic Mario Party style, where you get 20 coins and buy a star. B, it's a square. It's a perfect square. That's all the boards ever are. So you roll, like, 20 spaces, and then you're probably done a lap.
Okay.
C, only humans can use the tokens to, like, change up stuff and use like special powers and stuff. So if you're playing against 3 AI, it's kind of one-sided in a way, because you can just like use an item to double how many stars you get and they can't, or you can change the way the board lays out but they can't.
Okay. Are there minigames in this?
Yeah, it works like traditional Mario Party rules. Everyone takes a turn and then you play a minigame.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's still that. But, and the other weird thing is, to roll the dice, you need to hold your amiibo against the controller. To do almost everything in the game, you need to, like, hold your amiibo against the gamepad.
So if you're playing, like, a 4-player game, you just have to keep rotating amiibos?
Yes. So, like, I'm going to use a visual aid here. you need to use the Wiimote to play the minigames, and to pick the dice you roll, you use the Wiimote. Then you have to grab your your amiibo, hold it down on the sensor, and then when you decide you've held it long enough and want to let go to roll the die, you just let go of it.
Great.
And then the dice rolls. And then let's say you land on like a roulette, like a chance time. You have to do the same thing again. If you want to use a power-up, you have to do the same thing again, although that one actually makes a little bit more sense. You just really have to use the amiibos a lot, which for a one-player game is all right, but I can't imagine how much of a headache that would be with four players.
Well, if it was four players, would there be any amiibos in there?
Yeah, you have to use amiibos in Amiibo Party. You absolutely have to.
Okay.
I don't know. The visual aesthetic of it's really cool because like you are literally moving an amiibo around the board. If you're using it against an AI player, it's a little cardboard cutout. When you throw the dice around, you can knock over characters and they'll just like flop around the board. There's like cool aesthetics to it. The board flipping on the fly is really cool. But it's kind of lacking in a lot of ways.
Great. I don't want to play this game.
I think it's like bouncing around 55% on Metacritic right now.
Awesome.
And I can totally see that being justified. You don't even get to play on all the boards in Bowser mode. There's like 5 boards in normal Mario Party mode, and there's like 3 in Bowser mode. I don't know what they were thinking with this game. There's something majorly lacking. And I'm hoping that just means they're going to release some sort of DLC for it that they do not charge for. Because I'm not going to lie, I kind of feel ripped off playing it. Maybe some 4-player matches will change my mind, but right now, oof.
I'm just trying to think. I don't even have like 3 Wiimotes here. I couldn't even play a 4-player game if I wanted to.
Yeah, you need to use Wii Motion Plus Wiimotes.
Wait, if you're playing a 1-player game, do you need to?
Yes.
Oh, you need to have 2 controllers.
No, you need a Wiimote to play every mode except for Amiibo mode, which you need for scanning the Amiibos, and Bowser mode if you play as Bowser.
Okay, well, I have a Wiimote Plus here, so...
Mario Party 10 currently has a 67 on Metacritic.
Okay, well, that's not the worst, but I just... What else did you play? Anything good?
Hang on. Mario Party 9 got a 73, so that technically 9 was better. Pokemon Shuffle.
More Pokemon Shuffle. Did you beat it yet?
Yep.
Even all the super stages?
No, I have to unlock the last super stage.
Okay.
But it's a kind of a grind to get there, so I'm just doing the side events and enjoying it.
Okay.
It's a little unceremonious how it ends, though.
I mean, was there even, like, a story?
No, I mean, it's more like you don't even get, like, a, hey, you won, congratulations, or that's it. It just stops.
Well, maybe you get that after you beat the final Super event.
No, I've heard that's not the case either.
Oh, okay. Well, it is a free-to-play puzzle game.
I know, and I'm still having fun. And I'm enjoying the side event they're doing right now. Right now I'm just going through just getting my remaining S ranks. I've got like 15 or 20 left to get. I'm still enjoying it. Still playing it. Still haven't paid a cent.
Cool.
Let's get this out of the way too. Binding of Isaac Rebirth. Also having a shitty time with it. I don't know what's going on this week.
Wait, I thought you loved Binding of Isaac.
I love Binding of Isaac, but it's bugged on PS4. Here's where I was hoping Paul would be here so I could discuss this with him.
Is this the first time you played Rebirth or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rebirth I played a bunch on PC and I love it.
And oh, okay.
I played the PS4 version for a bit. And it works great. But it doesn't unlock any achievements or trophies. Not a single one.
Except well, that's not a huge deal.
I guess. I mean, the game itself works fine. Everything else. But like for some reason, it's just like I unlocked a bunch of characters. Didn't get any trophies for it, which I have no idea what's going on there. But it handles good on PS4. I like it. If you haven't played it, play it. Try it.
So your only issue is this trophy thing?
Yeah, which is nice, because that's better than the issues with Ori and the issues with Mario Party.
Right, right. Okay.
And then while Reese was up, we played through some NES games. We played through Dragon Warrior for the NES, which is the first Dragon Quest game.
Right.
Wow, that game aged horribly.
I think I have one of the Dragon Warrior games on Game Boy Color. I don't know which one it is, though.
That could be 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah. All I can remember from that game, though, is when your party members died, because they followed you around on the overworld, they would be in coffins.
Okay, and that means you either played two or three or four.
Okay. So if it was probably
three, to be honest, if you played it on Game Boy Color.
Okay, maybe. It's not four. I would have remembered that Roman numeral. And someone pointed out that those look like stakes. Anyway, that's the only thing I remember from that game.
Nice. Yeah, Dragon Quest One's really, really grindy, and I didn't realize that until we put it in and started playing it.
Okay.
Because the problem is the most experience you can get from an enemy, I think, was like we were getting frequently 45, at least in a safe area to grind. And you need 3,000 or to 4,000 experience per level after a certain point. So we got to the final area, but we were like level, I think, 16 or 17. We actually had to go and grind for hours to level up before we could actually take a chance of beating the final boss.
So JRPG.
Early JRPG. Great.
Okay.
I don't know. We beat it. We're never going to play it again. And people have been warning me that 2 is aged pretty bad as well. So I don't know, but I might want to try it simply because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yes, you are.
And finally, we played Adventures of Lolo 2.
I've never heard of this game.
Okay, so it's made by HAL, the Kirby guys.
Okay.
It actually stars characters that would later show up in Kirby.
Oh, man, does it have Meta Knight?
No. Lolo
does it have Waddle Dee?
No.
Oh.
You remember the Lolo and La 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 boss, the guy and the girl, the blue and the pink blobs that push around blocks?
Do they bounce up and down?
No.
No, I don't.
They like pop out of a hole and they push a block or like a Gordo towards you and then go in a hole the other side?
No. Whatever.
All right.
Well, I don't know who I'm thinking of. Isn't there a guy he's either on a spring or he looks like a jester or something and he like jumps a lot?
That's just a normal enemy.
I swear there's a boss version, but whatever.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Either way, yeah. Classic Kirby part, or Kirby boss. In the game series they were in originally. It's a puzzle game where you move around and you have to like, solve like the puzzle on the floor. You have to pick up all the heart containers on the floor and then open the treasure chest and get the power orb inside without getting killed. And it's actually a very difficult puzzle game.
Just puzzle? Like there's no platforming element?
No. No, okay. Closest thing to platforming. Like, it's a grid-based puzzle game where you, like, move around top-down perspective.
Whoa, what?
I know.
What? That's the name of the show.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. Welcome to the show. Take a drink. I don't know.
All right, sure.
Yeah, delicious water. Oh, this is my last sip.
Tasty.
All right, puzzle game, slide some tiles around.
Yeah, you've got to block like the vision of certain enemies because they will freeze you in place and kill you instantly, stuff like that. The enemies that'll move around and shove you into other enemies. It's fun, but it's very tricky. We got about a little over halfway into it. I think we got to stage 6-4, and it ends at 10-5. I don't know. I liked it. It's good. I beat the first one a long time ago. Really enjoyed it. And
is there only two?
There are three, and okay. at least for the NES. I think there's one for the Game Boy as well.
Okay.
Good series if you can find a copy of it, or I think the first one might even be on the Virtual Console.
Oh, okay, great.
Give it a shot. It's fun, but it will be very frustrating at certain points.
Speaking of Virtual Console, I finally redeemed all my Club Nintendo points.
Did you get anything worthwhile? Or no, those were all the games you got, right?
I picked up a bunch of games, so what did I pick up? I picked up Earthbound. Yep, I forget. Yep. What did I pick up? Earthbound, Looksy's Lineup. NES Remix 1, Dr. Luigi, something, a couple others on 3DS. I don't remember. I think I still even have coins, so there's a chance I might end up with Grill Off, but I don't even have my Wii U with me. I mean, my Wii with me.
You can put it on your Wii U in the Wii mode. Or Wii, yeah.
But I haven't done any of the Wii transfer stuff, so.
If you don't I'd even have need like, to.
oh, you don't need to. You don't have to do a. You can just have a Wii. I'd have like two Wiis.
Yeah.
I already have two Wiis. I'd have like a third Wii.
Yeah.
Great. That's what I need.
I know. It's whatever.
One of them might as well be a Wii Mini if I'm.
You can have mine.
I can have one of yours because you're going to have a few.
Yeah. Thanks to the goddamn museum.
Yeah. Hey, man, that museum's going to get you back on your feet. It's going to be your livelihood. Should we move on to news?
We should move on to news.
Okay. Let's just big one right out of the way. Nintendo's getting into the mobile gaming market.
What? Freaking crazy. They bought like 10% out of a company in Japan, didn't they?
I didn't hear that they bought it. I heard that they teamed up with it.
Something like that. I heard something about like 10% shareholder Nintendo is now or something like that with Dana. Or Dana, however you want to pronounce it.
I'll tell you how to pronounce it. It's DNA.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course it is. I don't know why you bothered saying the E.
Hey, Occam's Razor, right? It's just DNA. DNA's, they do a bunch of free-to-play games, so... Free to play Nintendo games coming? Who knows? All Nintendo has said, though, is they're not doing ports. They're going to be doing new stuff with existing IPs. Which seems fine. I don't need, like, 3D Land on my phone. But I want Picross on my phone. And I would love a good Professor Layton game on my phone. So we'll see what happens. But I guess that's good for them. That'll probably help them out, right? Like, this seems like a no-brainer. They should have been doing this.
I don't know. It's a little weird that they are, to be honest.
Just because it's, like, not Nintendo platform?
Yeah, but they also talk about possibly doing one. They're working on a new platform codenamed NX.
Right, yeah, that's the next story, is they're saying they're working on their next platform, the NX. Hmm. Which, I don't, who knows? We know, like, nothing about that. Besides, that's the code name. But yeah, so that was the two big announcements this week. Nintendo's coming to mobile platforms, and the NX exists. And they said we'll hear more about it in greater detail next year, which basically means E3. That's when they'll announce what the thing is.
Hopefully.
What do you think? Handheld or the next home console?
Handheld. Although...
You think handheld?
I don't know, because
the Wii is doing terribly.
You're right.
The 3DS is doing great, but they did just release the new 3DS.
I don't know. Yeah, the 3DS line's accelerating pretty fast through the life cycle, so I have no idea at this point.
If it is a new handheld, will you feel kind of ripped off that you just bought the thing 1 year ago?
No, because it'll take them at least a year to put it out.
Okay.
On top of the year wait, so it'll be like 2 years.
I'm trying to think, how many iterations do the handhelds normally have? So with Game Boy, it was Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Pocket, right? Was that it?
Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Light, which we didn't get over here, that was Japan only. But yeah, then after Color, it went to Advance.
So there was Advance, Advance SP and Micro, so three again.
Mm-hmm.
And DS was DS, DS Lite, DSi, so three again.
Yep.
So we're only on two.
No, we've got the 2DS. We're already at
three.
Oh,
you're right. You're right. The 2DS. We are at three. Because normally it's like they have one, they have a bit of an incremental upgrade, then they have like a small version. I guess not with the DS, though. I guess they kind of switched it around. Because the DSi would have been the upgrade, and then the Lite would have been the small version, but it doesn't have the DSi feature, so they kind of mixed that one up. Mm. But the first two, it went in that path. Yeah. So you could think maybe the 2DS is the small factor?
Ico has a good point. We forgot about the DSi XL. So that technically there was four last generation.
Wait, there was a DSi XL?
Yes, there was.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, but that was the same thing, except bigger screen. Like, we have the XL now as well.
Well, that's also what the XL technically was for this.
So, yeah, we have the 3DS XL, but then we also have the new 3DS XL.
We also have, like, the Lite XL, too, I believe. So, I don't know. Basically,
it's a light, so.
It depends on how much they want to nickel and dime us at this point.
Yeah. I think you're right, though. With the 2DS, I could see it being the new handheld. I can't see them getting rid of Wii U just yet.
Yeah, I think Nintendo is hoping to help see it turn around, but it is struggling more compared to the 3DS. A couple of people are thinking it's going to be a crazy hybrid console between handheld and home, which, I mean...
I remember hearing rumors about that weeks or months ago. I don't know if they teased it. That was, I think I'm pretty sure that was just rumors the whole time. But yeah, I'm thinking handheld. Cause like they're still saying Zelda this year, which I highly doubt.
And Star Fox this year too.
I could see Star Fox coming out this year, but a Zelda game seems to always take forever.
Yeah.
Like the big 3D ones, so I guess we'll find out in E3 2016.
Yeah, Konagami also brings up a good point. I said one of my predictions on the Game of the Year podcast was that Nintendo would tease a new handheld this year.
But, oh, so I guess you got that right.
I'm right, but the problem is I said it would be at the end of the year, the very end of the year, so I'm technically wrong. Called it a little too late.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad someone was listening. Those predictions are always fun. I look forward to getting back to them at the next Game of the Year podcast. The next big announcement. This happened, I think, like yesterday was when it first broke. Yeah, Kojima leaving Konami.
Yeah, this was yesterday.
Yeah,
and I believe it has been officially confirmed today.
Yes, he's staying on to help with Metal Gear Solid 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Phantom Pain and all that. But I guess it's no longer going to be saying a Hideo Kojima game on it.
Yeah, his name has been removed from the front of the box.
Right. So he's staying to help with that, and then he's, like, completely gone after that point. Some people are wondering, like, do you think Silent Hills is even going to be happening?
Not with Del Toro and Kojima, which really sucks because I was really looking forward to that.
Well, even, like, do you think that game, because it's obviously, like, in an early stage, really early, do you think that game even continues without Kojima?
Knowing Konami? Yeah, because they've already said they're going to make more Metal Gear games without Kojima.
Right, which, that just seems crazy. A Metal Gear game without Kojima? Like,
I mean,
I feel like he is Metal Gear.
It's almost like that was Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance.
And that's a different game.
But remember,
like, that's a game that exists.
Kojima's talked about leaving the Metal Gear franchise alone since the second game.
Right, but now he's left the company.
Yeah, or will be. He's technically still there.
Well, yeah, you're right. Will be. Like, this is a bit of a bigger one. But you're right. I think Rising is a different game because that game is an action game. Metal Gear is like a weird, slightly convoluted shooter slash movie.
Yeah, slash movie. Eco brings up a good point. Again, Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, the first PSP one, was without Kojima. He wasn't involved in that one at all. Problem is, when he got re-involved with the series, he retconned it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so
didn't know that.
Peace Walker retcons Portable Ops.
Oh, and was he involved with that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He got re-involved Peace Walker onwards.
All right.
And Metal Gear Solid 5 and Ground Zeroes both tie like directly after Peace Walker.
Right. I'm curious what like a big budget Metal Gear game is without him.
It'll be interesting to say the least.
I mean, I hope it will remain interesting because that's what those games are at the very least. Is those games are interesting. But then, you know, I'm also excited to see what this guy does with a game that doesn't say Metal Gear. At this point.
That's called Zone of the Enders.
Right. Well, I want to see more of that.
I would like him to do other things again. That would be nice.
What was that game where you needed to use the sun that he was part of?
Oh, Boktai.
Yeah, where's that? Make another one of those. Boktai 2.
They made 3.
Boktai 4. Where's that fourth one?
They did. That's called Lunar Nights on the DS, and it doesn't have the solar thing.
Oh, but isn't that the coolest part? I don't know. I didn't play any of those games.
At least I think it was Lunar Nights. There's something Nights, and that's the fourth one.
All right. Paul put the story here, so I'm just looking up at it now. Evolve is getting four new hunters and one new monster on March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what the...
That's the pre-order DLC, isn't it?
Let's see. The first batch of paid downloadable content. Evolve, Publisher Games, March 31st. Two new maps and Observer Mode, which is designed to enhance match viewing and streaming for the game. I guess that's probably good because they've been trying to push like esports stuff with that. The four new hunters will include the assault character Torvald, a cyborg with a mortar cannon. Blah blah blah. Evolve's new hunters are included as part of the season pass, which runs at $25. It can also be purchased individually for $7.50. I'm not seeing anything about pre-ordering.
No, well, maybe it's not.
So I don't think it's part of.
Maybe I thought play... season pass. I could be wrong. It's highly likely.
The Behemoth will be free for players who. Oh, hang on. So the Behemoth joins the list of playable monsters. It can turn itself into a rolling boulder for fast traversal. The Behemoth will be free for players who pre-ordered Evolve from participating retailers as part of the Monster Expansion Pack. Otherwise, it's available separately for $15. $15 for the monster. For one character, it is $15.
Remember, Evolve is the game that has 200-something dollars worth of DLC.
You know, just going back for a sec, $7.50 for a character?
What, per character? Or for all four? Per character?
Hang on. So Evolve's new hunters are included as part of the game season patch, which runs $25. They can be purchased individually for $7.50 each. That's insane. Isn't Mortal Kombat Fighter?
I don't know. I haven't looked into Mortal Kombat 10. Or do you
well,
mean
what was it for 9?
See, they did a season pass for that, which is the problem. But I think
or were they $10 each?
They were 5 each, I think.
5. Okay. $15 for the monster. Holy smokes. I don't even really like playing as the monster. It's too stressful. PlayStation 4 and Windows PC players will have to wait until April 30th to get the maps. Doesn't say about when the other characters are coming. Wow. $15. Holy smokes. Okay. There was another thing that I was going to add. Oh, right. Also next week is the Forza Horizon 2 presents Fast and the Furious 7 downloadable content, which is real interesting because there's actually somewhat of a story mode in there.
Wait,
you
what?
Get to you get to play as some of the, with using the cars from the movie. It's a free download, and there's brand new achievements for this specific thing with references to the movie. So that's great, and I cannot wait for that. That's the 27th, I believe. So you know what I'm doing next Friday. And this Sunday I'm buying those Blu-rays for Fast and the Furious.
I need
anyway,
to catch up on that series.
Yeah, you do. 5 and 6 are no joke, man. Adding The Rock was the best decision they've ever done.
All right. Who did they add in this one? It looked like Jason Statham.
Jason Statham is in 7.
I mean, I feel like he should have been in there quite a while ago.
Well, I'm not going to spoil things for you, but he may have been behind the scenes.
Oh, my
some,
God. All right, fine. I'll learn the intricate lore of the Fast and Furious series.
All I'm saying is you should watch 1 to 6 all in a row. Okay. That's a great Sunday.
I don't think I have... Well, maybe I do. Okay. I was going to say I don't know if I have that much stamina. Then I realized, no, I probably do, actually.
Just that you could play like something on your handheld while you're doing it. You could use the Wii U, right? That's what it's made for.
Can't do it for Mario Party 10.
Yo, you can't. Oh, really? You can't? Does it actually do something interesting with the two screens?
Nope.
What is it? Is it a fart button?
No. Depending on the mode.
Okay.
Depending on the mode.
What's the default?
Default normal Mario Party mode. You see Bowser locked in a cage, and if one of each number is rolled, he's freed from the cage and attacks the players.
So it's just a video of Bowser.
Yeah, it's a video of Bowser smashing on a cage and, like, complaining. It's funny, but sad at the same time.
Can you interact with him? Can you poke him or something?
No.
So it's a it's a video of Bowser.
Yeah.
Amazing.
If you are in Bowser Party mode, when it's not your turn, it's a video of Bowser's hand holding dice that you can shake around.
Oh my god.
And when you're actually playing a minigame, well, you actually play the minigame with the gamepad. That's the most use that thing
Wait,
gets.
Can you actually... So you can interact with the hand, but all you can do is just shake it a bit?
Yes.
You can't even, you don't roll. It's not rolling or something?
Correct. To actually roll it... To roll the dice when you're Bowser, you hold both trigger buttons and then flick the gamepad.
Oh my god. That's, like, I'm always complaining that these are... That's another thing with Kirby, is... I have this nice HDTV. I'm not allowed to look at it. I got to look at the gamepad to control Kirby.
Hmm.
So there's no point having the TV on. But anyway, I'm always complaining like they need to do something, you know, unique with the gamepad, and they do this? Holy smokes. That's oh. Wow.
You going to be okay?
That game sounds like garbage. Okay, good piece of news. Life is Strange Episode 2 comes out next week. I wish Paul was here to cheer with me, but we've been waiting for it. So I can't wait for that. Were you here when we were talking about Life is Strange?
Yeah.
Okay. That game's great.
Speaking of episodic content, is all of Resident Evil Revelations 2 out now?
Yes.
That was fast.
It was weekly.
Oh, well, that would explain it. Okay.
Yeah. So I think Paul's been... I know he's not... I don't think he's done. I think he's been following it a bit. So, I don't know where he's at with that. Have you been playing them?
No. I'm figuring out what console to get it on. That's the thing.
Okay.
Because I was looking on the store the other day, and I saw like it was that. I was like, what? They're all already out?
And along with that, they've just started teasing the next Game of Thrones thing, so I'm assuming that'll be in like 2 weeks we'll get... The next Game of Thrones one. And the Borderlands one came out this week, which I still need to play.
Nice.
A
bunch of stuff is on sale on the PlayStation Store, too.
I didn't see much that... I didn't see anything I wanted, but I didn't see much was really on sale.
A lot of Telltale was, surprisingly. Like, Game of Thrones was, Back to the Future, Sam & Max, Walking Dead, I don't think, was the only one that wasn't.
That's weird.
Jurassic Park was.
Okay. And then I think I just saw this morning. There's an HD version. A remastered version of God of War 3 coming out.
Oh my god!
As well as an HD version of Gravity Rush, that Vita game.
Oh, is that a console version of Gravity Rush?
Like a PS4 one.
All right. Well, that's kind of cool because that was really the best Vita game.
Like exclusive?
Yeah, best Vita exclusive. Sorry, let me rephrase that.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to use the gyro with the controller.
That's what I wonder, because that was kind of a big thing of that game.
That was kind of a big thing. Anyway, that's it for all the news. Let's go on to questions.
All right. If anyone has any questions or comments they want to write in, where do they send it to, Sean?
Sorry, I'm writing down time codes. They send it to topdownperspective@gmail.com. At TDP Podcast on the Twitter.com. And there's also the Facebook group. They can send questions there.
Yep.
All right. I'll read this first one. One Press L2P says, it's the zombie apocalypse. What 5 video game characters would you like in your survival team? 5. That's a lot. That seems like a lot of people. What if I subscribe to the like just 2 people team? What if I think too many people is bad? I don't know. Dante, you can't kill him?
Yeah, Batman, Superman.
Superman?
Would you not want Superman to help you out?
I mean, yeah, that's just like, come at me, zombies. I have Superman on my team. Yeah, like the Flash. Just run away.
Can I
I'm done.
I answer all DC characters. I'm good.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. Okay, I'm trying to think of other game characters that would be useful. That pea shooter from Plants vs. Zombies was always a good, you know, start off with the pea shooter. Takes out a ton.
There you go.
the coconut from Plants vs. Zombies.
Just really all Plants vs. Zombies characters, all Left 4 Dead characters.
Those guys die all the time. Yeah, it's just like what powerful characters you want on your team. Okay. I'm 3D Homer writes, favorite Maxis game?
Sims.
I don't think I've played anything from Maxis.
SimCity, The Sims. Those are the two biggest franchises. And there's like right. Sim spinoffs.
Did they do a SimCity 2000 for the Sega Sega Saturn?
They probably did, actually. Or they might have been involved in it.
All right, I played like 15 minutes of that on a there Japanese Sega Saturn.
You did it. I was there.
By default, that has to be my answer.
I'm going to say The Sims.
All right, why don't you get this next one?
Next one comes from Juker. What do you think of the new Mortal Kombat's announced characters of Jason, Predator, Tremor, and Tanya, and the what? That's not a word.
And the Quatality. Did you not hear about these?
No, I haven't heard
any. So for those who don't know,
Jason's the only one I've heard about.
They've added Quatalities, which are if someone quits mid-fight, their head explodes and the other character gets a win. So as opposed to like, you know, penalizing the one who quits, they're like, you know, encouraging the one who stayed around and make them look cooler by blowing up the other guy's head. So it's a new one. You get a Quatality.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
I have no connection to Jason or Predator, so I don't care. And Tremor and Tanya, I don't know.
Is Tremor a new character? I know Tanya is an old character.
I think Tremor's also an old character from the little bit of reading I was looking at.
I'm going to look this up here now. Sorry. Oh, this is probably a video that's definitely...
Well, are you excited for Jason or Predator? You know them.
Yeah. I didn't know about Predator. That's kind of awesome. I'm psyched for both.
Okay.
Yeah, sure enough. Good. That's Tanya coming back.
Is that exciting to you?
Eh. I never really... She was in the Mortal Kombat that not many people liked. She was from 4.
Okay. What about... What's the other one? Tremor? Do you know this guy?
Tremor's the only one I'm not familiar with, to be honest. I'm looking it up. I don't recognize him at all.
Okay.
I don't recognize him at all.
Is he from one of them?
I don't know. It looked like he might be. He might be one of those... He was from Mortal Kombat 9? Really?
What? Oh, the last one?
Yeah.
I don't... No way.
He's from the Vita version of 9.
Oh, the Vita version. Okay. Well, there you go. I'm seeing in the chat, Tremor first appeared in Mortal Kombat Special Forces.
Oh. Ew.
I don't know that game.
Ew.
Ew. What is that game?
There are two spin-off Mortal Kombat games. Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero. And
that sounds awesome. Sub-Zero is the best character.
And Mortal Kombat Special Forces. In Special Forces, you only play as Jax and Sonya. And I believe it was a shooter. And I believe a lot of people said it's what almost killed the series.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so that's saying a lot.
Someone else in the chat, Paul equals Quatality. Yeah, there you go. That's pretty accurate.
I do not have an explosion animation, otherwise I would put it on the head there.
All right, Michael Jacobs writes, for the Amiibo Hunters, get any new ones? Oh, and then he put a link to a picture of a guy with like 12 of them. John, did you get any Amiibos lately?
I got the new ones that came out today.
Which is what?
The Super Mario line. So, Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Peach, Toad, and Yoshi.
So you have two of all of those now except Toad.
Yeah, but they're alternates. So, and here's the weird thing. They're better quality than the Smash Brothers ones. Like, I like
them
that, more.
That's the weird thing about amiibos. You're right.
No,
you
seriously,
like them more?
Like, yeah, like, they're better built. The paint's not shitty on the majority of them. I don't know. I legit like them more than some of the Smash Brothers ones.
Okay.
They feel...
But they're not doing, like, action poses.
No, they're just doing, like, they're, like, here's my marketing pose.
Right. Is the Luigi amiibo from the Smash Bros. Version, is it him doing, like, the weird planking?
Yes.
Victory?
It's...
That's great. I didn't know
it's
that.
It's weird, like, rocket one.
Oh, I meant, like, face down, though.
Oh, no, like, he's, like, halfway into it on this
okay.
one.
I would have preferred it with, you know, feet in the air.
Yeah, the Super Mario line one is him, like, standing up.
It's just as usual, yeah. Do you have a gold Mario?
No, they're not out in Canada until about April 10th.
Okay, are you getting a gold Mario?
Probably, if I can.
Cool. All right, you're welcome to do this next one.
I had a feeling. All right, we got the NDP numbers in again.
Oh, we actually skipped a guy. I'll do him first.
Okay.
David writes, hey guys, longtime listener, first time writer. If you haven't talked about it already, what do you think of the movie Pixels that was announced earlier this week? Personally, it looks like a theatrical version of that one episode of Futurama, only nowhere near as funny. This was not announced earlier this week. I had heard about this months ago, but I guess the trailer came out earlier this week.
The trailer's
do you know? Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. But is Adam Sandler in this?
Yeah. So, this movie's garbage. Calling it right now.
It's that bad, huh?
Adam Sandler? Yeah. You know who else is in it? I forget the actor's name, but Paul Blart Mall Cop dude?
Kevin Hart. No, not Kevin Hart. Kevin something. Kevin Smith? No. Just too
Kevin
many
Kevins. James?
Kevin James, that's the one.
Kevin James? And then also the dude from Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage, is also in it.
What?
Yeah. So it's about, I guess back in the 80s, man sent a time capsule into space to try and interact with, you know, possible aliens. And they put, you know, things that represented our culture, and games were a part of them. So the aliens took the message the wrong way, literally quoting from the trailer here, and sent giant, like, destruction versions of the games. So there's, like, a giant Pac-Man destroying New York or something. And Adam Sandler's in it. Like, yeah, Mick Johnson in the chat has it. To quote Proton John earlier, ew.
Yeah.
Also, a comment in the chat is saying pre-orders already went up for Gold Mario on Amazon and Best Buy in Canada.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, and they're already sold out.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so I'm going to hope to catch it at EV.
Oh, here's a question someone's writing in. What do you guys think is a good starting amiibo? What's the good starter amiibo, John?
Starter amiibo? Really?
Yeah, if you want to, you know, you're about to go out on your amiibo quest. You're 10 years old. You want to get that first amiibo from Professor Oak. What's the starter amiibo to get?
If you're actually going to use it for a game, probably your favorite character. If you're just collecting them to have statues around, the Bowser ones in both lines are actually pretty cool. So I'm actually going to say the Bowser one.
Wouldn't ideally you want to go with one that can play in the most games, which you would think would be Mario, but who wants Mario?
Oddly enough, the answer is once again Bowser. Really, it's anyone from the Super Mario line, because they can both be played in... they can both be played in Mario Party 10 and in Smash Brothers.
In Rainbow Curse, you can use Kirby, DDD, and Meta Knight.
Which also puts them at 2. Codename Steam, you can use any of the Fire Emblem characters, which puts them at 2. So really, there's actually a sizable chunk of them that can be
Hyrule Warriors those. Lets the Zelda characters in there.
Well, you unlock random shit with that.
Right. I feel like the standard core Mario guys will show up in the most games. Because I could even see them using those amiibos for games that they're not in just to get you a fun bonus, because it's Mario. Like, you get a Mario hat. Or something. Another person in the chat is mentioning Toad in Party and Captain Toad.
Mm.
I don't, but your recommendation is Bowser. All right, cool.
I think about the bigger ones like Bowser and Donkey Kong are the best built ones. A DDD also looks really nice if you can get one,
Wait,
but I think
hang on. Someone
Bowser's
in the
easier.
chat, Ghost Kid, is saying actually the Yoshi Amiibo has four games to be used in.
Oh yeah, because well, I mean, one's not out yet, but Woolly
What's the
World,
four? Woolly World, what's the fourth?
Woolly World, Mario Party, Smash Brothers. Ooh, what is the fourth?
Mario Kart?
Oh, Mario Kart. Well,
Does
okay,
that have
well, if you,
Amiibo features?
yeah, that unlocks costumes for your Miis. So in that
Okay.
case, then actually, there's a bunch that are used in
Yeah,
that game.
he just wrote the four. There's the.
Yeah, so Woolly World would be number four.
So I guess Yoshi's the clear winner because of Woolly World.
I guess Yoshi is the clear winner then.
That's your starter Amiibo right there. There you go. That's the one to get. Does it look good?
Which one? Both of them look pretty good.
I don't. Okay, that's it. Which one's that?
That's the Smash Brothers one.
All right, and
The
what's the other one look
Mario
like?
one's out in the living room, so.
Okay, not a big deal. All right, there you go. Yeah, Matthew with the NPD numbers. Take it away.
All right, this is all me.
Play on my phone.
All right, have fun. All right, so sales numbers for North America for consoles again. This is from what is March? February to March. 3DS has sold 395,000 systems. The new 3DS by itself accounts for about 276,000. PS4, 343,000 consoles sold. Xbox One, 276,000 sold. Wii U, greater than 94,000. Oof,
It's not even a third.
I know. The Vita TV sold about 30K, and that's probably because it went on sale for a lot. And was also now being given away with PS4s.
That's right, yeah.
The Vita sold less than 30K. Poor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monster. Oh, that's Majora's Mask 3D. Sorry. That's the one after I was looking at. 515,000 copies sold, including digital.
Wow.
Monster Hunter
Okay.
4 in North America sold 290,000 copies, including digital. Retail sold less than The Order. Oh, wow.
Okay.
And The
Like
Order
the
sold.
order 1886,
Yeah,
the game.
the order itself sold over 200,000 copies.
I've heard only bad things about that game.
Yeah, same here actually. All right, Evolve went 46% and 54%. I don't know if that means digital and physical, or if that means PS4, Xbox One,
Yeah, I
because
don't know.
it literally just says Evolve 46% slash 54%. I'm gonna assume it's retail and digital. In total, it sold less than 500,000 copies. Kirby and the Rainbow's Curse sold around 52,000 copies. Smash Wii U lifetime to date in North America, 1.5 million copies. Smash 3DS lifetime to date, over 2.1 million copies. Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire lifetime to date, 2.9 million. And about 3.5 million amiibos have been sold in North America.
All right. And he also has a question at the end there.
Ooh, a proper question. I got this one. With all this talent leaving Konami in recent years, like Takafuji, who is the extreme guy, the 1 million troops, from 99 Nights 2. I know you're my favorite game. Igarashi. Oh wait, no, I think that was Igarashi actually. I might be getting this confused. There's a lot of guys were crazy at Konami. The Love Plus guys. Wow, I didn't hear that. And Kojima. What do you think Konami's gonna do now?
Soccer games.
Well, they still do
They're
those.
gonna double down on fitness clubs. I'm still kicking myself for not picking up like a shirt from one of the fitness clubs
From the
with
Konami
Konami on
ones?
it.
Oh
Yeah, that
man.
would have been cool, like a workout shirt that says Konami. That would have been cool. Next time. I don't know what they're gonna free to play Metal Gear.
They're gonna try to milk Metal Gear because it's like the last franchise they have left. Because they don't seem to go back to their old franchises that often, and the second Castlevania Lords of Shadow kind of blew. So that
Oh
kind of
yeah, that's
fucked
right. They
up.
did that as well.
Yeah, like the first one was enjoyable and like a lot of people liked it, which is why they made a second. And then no one liked the second one.
Didn't they also do a 3DS one?
Yeah, and that one was also kind of terrible.
Okay.
Well, maybe not terrible is the right word. It was kind of bleh.
So you think Metal Gear Solid 6, quicker turnaround?
Yeah.
Guess we'll find
And
out.
also probably not as good.
Cody writes in with our last question. Is there an item that you own currently that if it stopped working would legitimately make you sad? He gives an example. I had to replace my video game TV, and now I'm using my childhood TV that I feel will go at any minute.
Probably my Super Nintendo. It's the one I've had since I was a kid.
I'd be pretty sad if my phone died. I like that. I use my phone a lot.
My phone dies all the time. I'm not sad about replacing it.
Also, I'd be pretty sad if my standard TV died because it was expensive and I've had it for years and I like it. And it would just be a huge hassle buying a big TV again. That's probably like the two biggest ones for me. All right. Once again, if you guys want to send in questions next week, it's topdownperspective@gmail.com, at TDP Podcast on Twitter, or through the Facebook group. John, what was your favorite game this week that you played? Oof. Mine was Ori and the Blind Forest.
I pretty obvious. Can't give it to Ori and the Blind Forest.
Right.
I just had too shitty an experience with it. I'm going to say Pokemon Shuffle.
That hurts a little bit, but I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to those legitimately good games on that list, but it's the only game that didn't legit piss me off this week.
Are you going to give Ori on the PC a shot?
I might see if I can hook up to Paul's account and try his copy.
Yeah, he does have it for sure. Okay, and with that, we will be back next week. Hopefully Paul's internet issues will be fixed. But we'll see everyone then. Thanks for tuning in.
Later.